Good evening. This is Akash Bani, the news read by Shabashati Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian Kabaddi women's team on clinching the gold medal at the Asian Games. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a historic moment for India at the Asian Games. He said this victory is a testament to the indomitable spirit of our women athletes. The Prime Minister said India is proud of this success. He also conveyed best wishes for their future endeavors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the Indian contingent at the Asian Games on clinching 100 medals. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a momentous achievement for India at the Asian Games. He said the people of India are thrilled that we have reached a remarkable milestone of 100 medals. The Prime Minister extended his heartfelt congratulations to the phenomenal athletes whose efforts have led to this historic milestone for India. He said, "Every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled our hearts with pride." Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to hosting the Asian Games contingent on Tuesday and interacting with the athletes. The 52nd GST Council meeting is underway in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is chairing the meeting. It is being attended by Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, besides finance ministers of states and union territories and senior officials from centre and states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the contributions made by the renowned agricultural scientist Professor M.S. Swaminathan, saying that his pioneering work in agriculture turned India from a food deficient country into a self-sufficient nation. In his blog written in narendramodi.in, the Prime Minister said, "The nation has lost a visionary whose contribution will always be etched in golden letters." Mr. Modi said India was grappling with the ominous shadows of famine in the early 1960s, and then Professor Swaminathan's commitment and foresight ushered in a new era of agricultural prosperity. He said Professor Swaminathan's pioneering work in agriculture and specific sectors like wheat breeding led to a significant increase in wheat production. He said this tremendous achievement earned Professor Swaminathan the well-deserved title of Father of the Indian Green Revolution. The Prime Minister highlighted that 5 decades after the Green Revolution began, Indian agriculture has become far more modern and progressive, but the foundations laid by Professor Swaminathan can never be forgotten. He said, "Today the world is talking about millets or Sri Anna as superfoods, but Professor Swaminathan had encouraged discourse around millet since the 1990s. Remembering his interaction with Professor Swaminathan, the Prime Minister said the professor gave valuable insight into the soil health card scheme. Mr. Modi said he met Professor Swaminathan at the International Agro Biodiversity Congress in 2016 and the next year in 2017, wherein he launched a two-part book series written by Professor. The Prime Minister said that people call Professor Swaminathan a Krishi Vaigyanik, an agricultural scientist, but he was a true Kishan Vaigyanik, a farmer's scientist. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah is presiding over the 24th meeting of the Central Regional Council at Narendra Nagar of Tehri district in Uttarakhand today. The meeting is also being attended by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami. Later, the Home Minister will also be participating in the 49th All India Police Science Congress, which is being held at the Forest Research Institute in the state capital of Dehradun. The Congress will focus on policing in the 5G era, narcotics, internal security, social media challenges, and community policing. It is being organized under the aegis of the Police Research and Development Bureau. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, declared a state of war alert today after Palestinian militants Hamas launched rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. The Hamas militant group carried out an unprecedented infiltration into the southern Israel and fired thousands of rockets into the country. This is the biggest attack on Israel in years by the Islamist movement. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.